Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
This is the Trumpton Broadcasting Company, broadcasting live via the medium of modern technology. It's now time for your scheduled show with the Mayor of Trumpton, the Honourable Mike Dix.
Here is the news from Trumpton. The government is suing the government to try and stop the government having to share the government's WhatsApp messages with the government's COVID inquiry. A spokesman for the government said, "You really shouldn't trust this government." Meanwhile, Boris Johnson has said he's happy for his WhatsApp messages to be given to the COVID inquiry, saying he has nothing to hide from Lady Hallett as he's already sent her his dick pics. Leading experts in artificial intelligence have expressed their concerns that AI could cause the extinction of humanity after admitting that they have replaced Rishi Sunak with a robot and nobody has noticed. The government has proposed scrapping inheritance tax, a tax that only affects 7% of the population who have valuable assets. A Treasury spokesman explained that during the cost of living crisis, many people were worried that their children would have to pay tax on any fruit or vegetables they managed to pass on to them. And finally, in what has been a generally slow news week, we ask, why is the Philip Schofield story in every news bulletin? And that's the end of the news from Trumpton. Do you like having money but feel really guilty about voting for the Tories? Would you be ashamed to say that you voted for Boris or Rishi, but secretly you kind of like a bit of austerity? Do you want to stop the boats, but you can't stand Suella Braverman? Well, now we're under new management and you can vote for a party that believe in all of those things, guilt-free. Yes, vote Labour. We're just like the Tories, but better. This was a party political broadcast on behalf of the Labour Party. It was written in Comic Sans. Good morning, good evening and good night. What a show we've got for you today. We have an exclusive interview with Boris Johnson about those controversial redacted WhatsApp messages. Then I'll open the lines to you and we can be talking about education. Is it really necessary now that we have smartphones? Despite the restraining order, we'll be joined by Tory MP Sir Clive Denby to talk about his tips for saving money during the cost of living crisis. And then, of course, I'll open the lines again for your favourite and mine, the Just One Word Hour. Today, I want your one-word answers to the question, what are the benefits of Brexit? And Sir Keir Starmer will be popping by to update us on his plans to be controversial. But first, it's time to go over to the TBC chopper and ask Aidan for the latest update on the number of potholes in Trumpton. Aidan, how many is it this week?
I'm afraid I can't tell you, Mike. The answers have all been redacted.
Thank you, Aidan. Bit of a waste of a chopper, that. And now this. It's been another week where Boris Johnson has hit the headlines, this time for redacted WhatsApp messages and a fight with 10 Downing Street over who should be able to read them. I thought I'd give Boris a call and get, if you like, from the horse's mouth, what's going on. Hello, Boris.
Ah, hello, Mike. Lovely, lovely, lovely to meet you. Ha!
So, Boris, these redacted messages, exactly what's in them?
Well, the thing I'm embarrassed about, of course, very simply, if you look at page one, you'll see there's details of me f***ing horses. And after that, I'm also doing certain things with that I shouldn't be doing, and also I'm definitely having sex with Schofield.
Well, that's quite shocking, Boris, but number 10 have asked us to use the beep button to redact many of the things that you're saying in case they all go to court. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I think it's an absolute load of I think it's ridiculous. I mean, really, I mean, what's a little bit of horse between friends? And I include in that as well.
And Rishi Sunak was involved.
Yes, absolutely. God, he's got a like a horse.
And the reports about you, Philip Schofield and Gordon the Gopher, there?
Oh, totally untrue. Totally untrue, because Gordon was never there.
Well, Boris, I'm going to have to end it there, because I'm afraid all the redactions mean that you talk utter nonsense.
Ah, well, usually I do anyway, but then I don't really care, because usually I'm Camilla.
Thank you, Boris. And now this. We don't need no education, as the great Majeur once said, or Bob Geldof, or Pink. Anyway, I don't know who it is. We're not a music station. But do we need education? Is it important these days, now that we have the internet? We can just look anything up we want. Is private education important to you? Is public education working? Let's talk about education. I'm going to line one. Who's on line one?
Hello, Mike. It's Patricia Highsmith. No relation.
Nice to hear from you again, Patricia. What are your thoughts on education? Do we need it?
I think we don't, really. I never needed education, but then I've always had money.
Right, I see. Very much like the Queen, Prince Charles, Prince William.
Yes, they never went to school and they did absolutely fine. In fact, if you look at the one who did go to school, Prince Andrew, he had A-levels and see what happened to him.
Right, thanks Patricia for that. I'm sure we might have to redact that. Let's go to line two. Who's on line two?
Hello, Mark. My name's Frank. I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Of course you are, Frank. What's your thoughts on education?
I think there should be more of it, quite frankly. It'd be a benefit to society if we have a group of young people growing up fully educated and fully able to take use of society and make a contributing part of it. In fact, I don't think it's something that should finish. I myself have just personally undertaken a Level 7 diploma in mental health sciences.
Frank, that's amazing, really, because many people of your generation, boomers, I think we're called, just think students are a waste of space.
Oh no, they've got lots to contribute. I mean, don't get me wrong, they could all do with a good bath, but they've got lots to contribute. I think the future of this country has a great deal to look forward to, providing we can get rid of all of the c*** in charge.
Well, thank you, Frank. Let's go back to line one and see who's calling now.
Hello, my name's Brian.
Brian, welcome to the show. What do you think about education?
I don't see the point, really. I mean, I've never had an education and I'm able to feed myself, so it's okay.
But you live with your mother, I'm told, and she cooks all of your meals, pays for your food.
That's why I'm able to feed myself. Never been a problem.
That's amazing, Brian. Thanks for calling in. And now on line two, a new caller, I think.
Yeah, man. Lovely to be here, Mike. I'd like much respect to be here on your wicked radio station.
Right, and your name is?
My name is AOK1, man. It's because I is from the street.
That's interesting. How do you spell AOK1?
Well, AOK1, man. Like, man, you listen, right? You need some education, you know what I'm saying?
And what do you think about education, AOK?
I think it's AOK1, man. Don't forget the one, man.
I thought the one was a surname.
No, man. Listen, it is an entirety in itself, right? But that is, like, needless to say, not necessary for this conversation. What is necessary for this conversation, right, is the ability to actually educate and educate yourself, right? Do your own research. I have done my own research. I have researched many things. And through that research, I am able to research further the research that is needed in a researching way.
And what's the most recent thing that you've researched for yourself and the conclusion you came to, AOK1?
Well, I have researched, right, okay, and I think I've done an intrinsic study, which I think actually will benefit society, right, of which peanut butter is better from the stores. You know, which store brand peanut butter is better than Sunpat?
And what's the answer?
It's Co-op, man, hands down.
Well, that's a great way of explaining why education is important in this country. I think all of our callers there, except perhaps Frank, gave us a clear indication that we certainly need more of it. And now this. Well, despite our best legal efforts, we have Sir Clive Denby visiting again, the local Tory MP. This week he's tweeted some tips for people on how to save money during the cost of living crisis, and I thought we'd dig into some of those with Sir Clive. Hello, Sir Clive. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Mike. Lovely to be here. Super to see you as always. You're looking beautiful.
You've been giving out tips on Twitter to various people complaining to you that the cost of living crisis is destroying their lives, their children are starving, etc. On food, for example, what was it that you suggested?
Well, first of all, Mike, I just like to say that I don't think people are really putting in the effort. Do you know what I mean? It's very simple. I've come up with a few simple tips just so that people are able to actually just make a little bit of effort, make their lives a little bit better. When it comes to food, very, very simple. Do what I do. Do what I do.
And what's that, Sir Client?
Well, I only slaughter one of my livestock a week and eat everything from it. So, very simply, just take one of your livestock. I mean, it could be a cow, could be a pig. You know, obviously, depending on the size of the family. Obviously, if it's just you on your own, maybe a chicken. And you slaughter it, eat the whole bloody lot, right? And then when you've got the bones left over, right, okay, by Friday, you can have a good curry.
I'm sure our listeners are really going to appreciate it. That's a Clive. That's something I'd never really thought of, not owning any livestock at all. And I imagine most of the listeners don't really own livestock either. But let's move on. What about household chores? What about things like saving money when doing the laundry?
Oh, that's a no-brainer. Absolutely simple. One simply just wears the clothes that require cleaning and just pop in your swimming pool, do a quick swim. Do a swim in those clothes and you'll find that they'll be fine. And actually, if you jump into your standard Olympic-sized swimming pool, by the time you've done 100 metres, you'll find that the clothes are very clean, very clean. And if you put enough chlorine in, they'll definitely get rid of all the stains.
I can't quite imagine you actually swimming that far, Sir Clive. How do you do that?
I don't. My butler does.
So, Sir Clive, one of the areas that people are trying to save money is on fuel. It's incredibly expensive at the moment. What tips have you got for people buying petrol?
Very simple, really. Buy stock in BP and Shell. And therefore, what will happen is, because of the exorbitant prices that are being charged, it means that you get plenty of the dividends. So it doesn't matter how much petrol you put in the old Range Rover, because you'll just get it all back when you get the dividends from the profits of the year.
That's a great tip, I think, there. And most Tory MPs seem to be following it as well. Finally, Sir Clive, you suggested recently that there were too many children in the country, I think, that we had a sort of rampaging amount of working class humans out there, I think, to quote you. What were you getting at there? What was the tip you were aiming at there?
See, the problem is very simple, you see, is because these working class chappies, they're just not busy enough. They're not busy enough. They're not working hard enough, which means they're just having lots of sex. And that means they're reproducing faster than decent people. And that's the problem, you see. So really what we need to do is what we're doing, starve them, you see. If you starve them, they don't have the energy for sex, therefore they won't reproduce, therefore our streets won't be covered in lots of oiks, and we'll have lots of lovely, lovely, lovely people who read the Daily Mail.
Well, Sir Clive, I think those tips are incredibly useful, and our audience will judge you at the ballot box for them. And now this. So it's time once again for the Just One Word Hour. Today, I want your one-word answers on the question, what are the benefits of Brexit? Let's go to line one.
Cornflakes.
Line two.
Bacon.
Line three.
Eggs.
I think you might have misheard me, everybody out there. Just any other callers waiting to answer. I said Brexit, not breakfast. Line two.
Toast.
Line one.
Immigration.
Line three.
Pork scratchings.
That's two words.
Pork scratchings with a hyphen.
Marjorie, if you do this again, I'm going to cancel this whole show.
Okay.
And now this. And welcome back. Now, speaking of Brexit, as we were before the break, Keir Starmer's had some interesting things to say this week about his love of Brexit and his ability to make it work. But he's got a long-running campaign we've been following on this show about being controversial. And I thought we'd check in with Sir Keir to find out what he's done controversially this week. Sir Keir, welcome to the show.
Hello, Mike. I've got a little bit of time for you today because I've just finished the crossword and I'm going about to do my Sudoku.
Excellent. So I'm glad you could slot us in there with your busy schedule. Now, you told us last week and the week before, endlessly, that you were going to be more controversial. What have you done this week to be controversial?
I've been very controversial this week, Mike. Now, obviously, the MPs are on holiday this week, so you would think that the controversial thing would be to not go on holiday, but in fact I actually have gone on holiday and therefore been controversial by doing the opposite of what people would think a controversial person would have done. That's why I'm calling you now from my caravan in Rickmansworth.
Sunny Rickmansworth, Sir Keir. I imagine it's beautiful there.
Oh, it's like the Costa del Sol of West London. It's very exciting. It's got all the amenities that you need here. It's got a shower block. There's about four showers for the entire campsite, which is quite plush, really.
And the toilets, do they allow solid waste?
Oh, yes, they do, and I have tested them repeatedly because I've had a curry.
Well, once again, controversial as ever, Sir Keir. Your thoughts on Brexit this week? You're very pro-Brexit, almost more so than Rishi Sunak. Why is that?
Well, I think it's wonderful. I think we're talking about Brexit, aren't we?
Yes.
Yes. I think that it's something... Let me just check my notes. Yes, it is something that's good. And we can make it work.
And Labour can make it work instead of the Tories. How?
Because, very simply, we're going to follow the Tory plan.
Well, that's great, Sir Keir. Thanks very much for calling in again. Please don't call next week.
Okay.
In entertainment news this week, other than obviously the Philip Schofield story, Succession has finished finally. I thought I'd put a call into Los Angeles and speak to Brian Cox to get his thoughts on how that show has affected the nation, the politicians in particular, and the effect on Rupert Murdoch. Hello, Brian.
Fuck off!
Thanks very much for that. And now, an advert. Online dating can be a pain in the thumb. All that swiping and still you get nobody swiping you. Try Dr. Mop's new dating app, Swipe and Tuck. Use our AI filters to create perfect selfies that will wipe away the wrinkles, straighten your nose and fix your smile. And then when the swipes start coming in for you, you'll get your first date. Then you can check into the Swipe and Tuck clinic and Dr. Mop will surgically alter your face to match your photos. Swipe and Tuck, the dating service for the vacuous. Little bit of local celebrity news for you now. I don't know if you know, but we have a new resident in Trumpton. He's moved here from The X Factor, where he became renowned and famous, and has now started a new career in the town. I thought we'd touch base with Voiceover Man. Hello, Voiceover Man.
Good evening, Mike. It's lovely to be here in Trumpton. It's sensational!
Exactly what are you doing in Trumpton?
I'm going to be the new town crier.
And that seems like the perfect job for you.
I think so. It'll be brilliant. I'll be able to introduce people as they come into the town square. And now, from the left, will you please welcome Marjorie?
Yeah, I don't think you should be introducing Marjorie. She normally ruins everything for everybody.
And from the right, will you please welcome to the stage Rachel Adedeji? It's a habit. I can't help it. And now, will you please welcome to my plate... breakfast.
It must be interesting to live with somebody who communicates in the way that you do. How does your wife feel about the move to Trump?
She's fine with it. She's used to me presenting everything. For example, and now, ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome to the bed my penis?
Well, on that note, I think we should go to a break. Regular listeners will know that we normally touch base with the Home Secretary, Suella Braverman, but this week, as the MPs are all on holiday, as Sir Keir kindly pointed out for us, we thought we'd track her down in her holiday home in Marbella. And I've got the number here, I'm just going to dial her up.
Hello?
Is that Suella?
Mike, how'd you get this number?
Well, we have our sources, Suella. I thought I'd give you a ring because it's been a pretty quiet news week and you've normally got something interesting to tell us about crime, for example. Why are you in Marbella at the moment?
Just laying low, like the old days. It's a place you used to be able to come to, right? You used to be able to come to Marbella and be able to actually, you know, relax, get away from things, be able to, you know, sit there on the beach while all your money earned a little nest egg in a local bank.
And you're there now with various criminals investigating them, I imagine?
I am not at liberty to be able to say who I am with. Needless to say, if you tell anybody where I am, I will cut you at the knees.
Right, Suella, thanks very much for that. I'm sure she's enjoying her holiday much more than Sakira is in Rickmansworth.
Well, the thing is, mate, I'll be enjoying it a lot more if we actually succeeded in Brexit.
You want Brexit to be a success?
Well, of course I do, for a very simple reason. We can go back to the old days then, you know, the old days when there was no extradition between Spain and the UK. That way, I can fully relax, safe in the knowledge that no one's going to come knocking on my door.
And Matt Hancock and Boris Johnson can do a runner to the Costa del Sol, I imagine.
I wouldn't have those... round with me, I tell you. No point in having them around, they're useless.
Well, thanks, Suella. Once again, you've enlightened us with your insights into the criminal world.
Lose the number, Mike. Lose the number or you'll lose your teeth.
Always interesting to talk to Suella Braverman. I don't think I'll be calling her again this week, though. So that's pretty much it for this week's show. We've found out that Tory MPs remain completely out of touch with most of the population, that Sir Keir Starmer appears to be becoming a Tory MP rapidly, and Suella Braverman, well, we'll not talk about that. Thanks very much for listening, and join us next week for another exciting episode of the Trumpton Podcast. And now this.
You have been listening to the Trumpton Broadcasting Company, brought to you by your host, Mr. Michael Dix.
That's me.
and also accompanied by Mr. Aidan Goatley. That would be me.
Thanks for listening, and please give us your feedback, unless it's negative feedback, because both of us have very, very weak egos, which means that we can't cope with trolling, even if it's constructive criticism. Don't have nightmares. Sleep well. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.